This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. The Bible story we have today is from Luke 5:12-14, Be Thou Clean. And it reads, And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged the man to tell no man, but go and show himself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according to Moses' commandment, for a testimony unto them. Now, be thou made clean. Interesting concept, isn't it? An interesting concept to be made clean. Well, how very fascinating that is. Because when are you made clean? When are you removed from all of the problems that face you in life? When are you released from them? Reminds me of a story. A story in which a very great hermit was involved. A very, very great guru. His name was Herb. Me. I live in the Hermitage in Campo. And one day, a man came to me and said, Herb, I've got a problem. And I said, well, what can I do to help you? And he said, well, my toe. Every morning when I get up, I get a great sting on my toe, and it feels just terrible. It's so painful. And I say, well, what do you do? And he said, well, I take off my shoe, and I look, and there's a painful point on my toe, but I don't know where it's from or why it's there. So I put my shoe back on, and then the next morning, when I take my shoe off and put my shoe on again, I get that sting again. And this has happened for a week now. And it's a terrible thing. And I said to him, well, Heinz, consider this. Perhaps prayer is guiding you to come to me to ask the question so that you will do a most natural thing. And what's that? It hurts. It hurts, Heinz shouted at me. And I said, well, take off your shoe. So Heinz took off his shoe. And I said, now, shake your shoe. And he shook his shoe. It was a big old shoe, because Heinz has a big old foot. And it was a shoe that perhaps was a size or two bigger than it needed to be, but it was a big old shoe. And he shook it, and he shook it, and he tapped it. And out fell a great big spider. This spider had been living in the toe of Heinz's shoe. And every time Heinz would put on his shoes, Heinz would brush the spider, and the spider would sting him. And Heinz would say, ow, and he had no idea what it was. But he was guided to come and talk to me and find out the answer. Now, he could have found out the answer himself. I pointed that out to Heinz, and he says, yes, I know. But he came to me. So, what happened? Well, what happened was I said, Heinz, when you receive guidance from within yourself to go to someone else and ask questions, that's okay. But when you receive guidance from within yourself to ask yourself the question, what should I do? And when your foot is put into your shoe, and every time that happens, you get a sting, perhaps there's something inside the shoe that is disturbing you. Or something, your toe is touching a nail, perhaps, or is touching anything. But you look in your shoe, and you clean out your shoe. Now, we oftentimes are advised by our doctors to go and have shots. And we say, I don't want any shots. And we're often advised by our practitioners of various sorts to go and have some treatment done. And we don't want to have that treatment done because that's not the answer to prayer. That's not the answer to the divine within us. Well, Jesus laid forth his hand on the man with leprosy, and the healing took place. But the man believed that Jesus could do this. He came to Jesus and asked. And so Jesus gave him the answer and says, it's done. And the man said, wow, great, ho-ho. But Jesus said, don't go tell anybody about it. Because then people will say, well, are you sure it's gone? Are you sure it's gone forever? Are you sure maybe it's only a temporary thing, you know? And maybe it's a misdiagnosis or something, you know? And well, now, we don't need that from anybody, do we? So what we do is we follow our inner guidance. We follow our inner judgment. And we take off our shoe and we tap it and out comes the spider. Perhaps we have to put our finger in there and then the spider would bite our finger. We have to put our finger in there and feel if there's perhaps a little nail or some little thing that's out of place. And then we remove it. And when we remove it, what happens? All is put in divine order. Now, all could be put in divine order so long before. If the first time we had that bite on our toe, that sting on our toe, we would take off our shoe and investigate what was going on. The first time you feel insecure, that you feel unhealthy for any reason, investigate it. Check it. If you feel a cold coming on, say, I surround you in my pure white light of light, my pure white light of love, and I am whole and perfect, and everything is in divine order, and lo and behold, so it is. Now, can we do that? Can we do that instantly? Can we do that instantly? And following that instantly, perhaps we need a laser treatment, and it goes zap, and off goes the little pimple, the little bump. And we need some sort of a pill, and off goes the little illness or little thing that was irritating us. We live in a world filled with magic and filled with wonderful things that medicine and humanity has brought forth for us. And it's a time for us to use these things, perhaps. And as we use them, we find that we could have put a cause in motion first, saying, I'm whole and perfect, and never had to experience it. But since we didn't do that immediately, perhaps the day has come for us to use other means. Well, let's follow that advice, follow that wisdom, follow that genius that comes to us. And as we do that, magic, miracles, and wonder happens to us and to our world. Kind of fun, isn't it? So, my friends, have a lovely day. And when you read the Bible, you might read it this way. I love you. I love you. I love you.